Am I okay?
Are you?
No, this podcast stresses me out.
I know.
It's so stressful.
Oh, I know it. Why do you think I took the summer off?
I don't know.
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
This thing is like a real...
It's a lot. Yeah. This is a lot.
Our team is really not very big.
No, our team is what you see.
Yeah.
Party of two. So, and sometimes three.
Party of two and a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, the kids give each a half for sure. So like.
Wait, I wasn't talking about.
I know. You were talking about the husband, which is who we're going to be talking about today. So we have two cameras today.
We do.
And just two shots. We don't have cartoon face.
Yeah.
We don't have your husband. Why?
He's sick. He's really.
Sick. What's that from?
He's really, is it like Mean Girls? Yes. Or something? You keep quoting Mean Girls at me.
I know, we're going to watch it
this soon. I haven't seen Mean Girls, for all of you wondering why she's quoting Mean Girls at me.
Yeah, you haven't seen Mean Girls yet.
I haven't seen Mean Girls. My husband is very ill. He has.
Well, no, he's not very, I mean.
He is.
No, he's.
Unwell.
Yeah. Ill, for some reason, why wouldn't someone say
like he's
ill?
Not on his deathbed?
Right. Ill sounds like. Like pneumonia and his lung is falling out.
He is actually worse off to me than if he had pneumonia. Because if he had pneumonia, he would just lay there and like you'd feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart breaks when I see him because he can't stand, he can't sit, he can't move. He's got like some sort of spinal disc slip.
Yeah.
And it is like watching a sad little puppy.
Yeah.
It really is.
No, I know.
I have not felt this bad for him in a really long time. So awful.
This is perfect timing because everyone has missed you.
Oh,
I've missed you.
I've missed you guys too. You've missed me?
On this show?
I see you every day.
No. I'm telling you,
we talked to each other literally for 12 hours straight.
You watching you on this show. And I think everyone's like, where the hell is Sheena? I'm like, guys, she's upstairs, but she took the summer off. So it's up to us to keep the ball
So here's
rolling.
Why I took the summer off. Mm. Because I knew having the kids home and having the perfume launch and having all the travel that we had, I was not going to be able to give this even 50% of my all.
Yeah.
And I have a really, it's Virgo season. So let's just come clean with all my Virgo stuff.
I love that Virgo season.
I have a really hard time showing up at 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that life is such that like you can show up with whatever you have and you give 100% of whatever it is that you have. Mm-hmm. And I've made my peace with that. But I knew that even that wasn't going to be, it wasn't going to cut it this summer.
No. And you also deserved a break of the podcast. It was like a lot. You guys got into really heavy topics. And there's just a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
And I'm understanding fully, too, what it takes to, like,
come up with
the idea. That's okay. It's a great experience for me to totally, like, understand the mechanics of it.
So before we went into the summer, Lauren and I were splitting this responsibility.
Mm-hmm. With another editor, Jordan. We love you, Jordan.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan, who does most of the editing for this podcast.
Fully.
So we were ideating and we were doing like the ads and we were organizing ourselves with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot. It requires a lot. And then it's a lot of like emotional forwardness too.
Totally.
You really have to put yourself out there. And we all know that the internet is, while
ruthless,
our corner of the internet is mostly very kind to us. The internet can be pretty ruthless. And I was feeling like I needed to take a step back.
It was a lot. Like, it's a lot to keep showing up every week, to keep having conversations that are either too deep. It's just like you're seeing what people are saying and you're trying to accommodate to people when the whole point of the podcast in the beginning, too, is really just to have a conversation.
Yeah. But the thing is, people come here and they see us and they see our content and they expect lightness.
Yes.
Yeah. All the time, which is fair because that's what we've given them in our short form content.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started the podcast, we thought it might be an opportunity to dive into something a little bit
more serious or more deep. Yeah.
Not necessarily even more serious, but just deeper
and of course.
With more dimension because we are people. We
are
whole people with lots of dimension. And we are a family that has its fair share of ups and downs and wins and losses. And I thought that this would be a place where we could share that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, some people were willing to have that. And some people were like, wait, hey, that's not what I signed up for. Mm. This is not what we wanted. And the other thing to keep in mind is it's not easy to be funny all the time, like 24 hours a day. We're not funny people all the time. Mm-mm. We have back problems and we have, you know, kids that require our attention. Mm-hmm. And there are things that we want to put time and effort into properly. And then there are things mm-hmm. that take our attention away. So, so thanks for
sticking around.
Thanks for holding this all together. Yes, thank you for sticking around. But to you,
who even knows what this has been this summer?
I'm telling you. Thank you for holding it together.
I mean, it's been, honestly, it's been also been very fun because there haven't really been expectations for the summer because.
Oh, I heard people were disappointed without even having expectations.
People are always going to be, you're always going to find people that are disappointed and whatever, like, because everyone has expectations. Like,
what is this show?
I know. Well, because the first episode was literally an 8-minute episode because we tried to record it. And it was over the computer. Oh, it was so bad.
I've been watching all the episodes.
Oh, God.
With popcorn in it.
I know. And I get it. I understand a sliver of what you experience with your husband, which is hilarious.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting there just like, I can't,
it's hard to keep up with.
I can't believe how fast and quick he is and how he's just like constantly like throwing things at you. But
it's hard to keep up with it, yeah.
It is. Oh, yeah. So we've been trying something new a little bit.
And you have to like not make your face look like.
Oh, no. Everyone is commenting on my facial expressions and my eyebrows.
Oh, my God. So when someone who is off camera is making all kinds of remarks at you, you have to stay on the ball and you have to like make sure that your face doesn't show.
I told everyone I was going to tape my eyebrows.
Why?
Because I'm.
You have beautiful eyebrows.
I know. Someone was like, they kind of scare me. Oh my God. I was like, honestly, me too sometimes.
They don't scare me. But that's okay. I think they're perfect.
It's all about being vulnerable on camera. We're here. We're not perfect. We never said we were going to be perfect. This is just candid.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a great idea for people to leave in the comments what they want to see for the new fresh season coming up.
Yes.
We've been brainstorming ideas and how to make these episodes and this new podcast. We're calling it a new podcast because we want to kind of revamp things.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know what people want from Trid.
So here's the thing. When we're too vulnerable, people are like, this is so sad. And then when we're too light, they're like, where's the depth? Like, where's the meat of the, you know, or the substance of these episodes? So truthfully, I know that at the end of the day, it's really all about what brings you joy and what you want to do.
What you want to.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm like, I'm one of those people that is very, very satisfied not doing the podcast and just continuing to do the shorts and to do short form content and doing spending more time on music. Mm-hmm. But if this is something that people are finding purpose in, then I'm happy to continue it. But it's like, I'm not one of those people that feels very, very passionate one way or the other about any of the, you've seen me through things like this.
I love
doing things. I love singing, you know, at different events. I love doing short form content, but I'm also somebody that finds joy from within.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I'm doing as long as I get to spend time with good people, as long as I can have a positive impact, as long as, like, for me, it's not, I don't have this like, oh, I have to get invited to this event and that will mean for me that I've made it.
It doesn't drive you.
No.
Yeah.
What drives me is the love in my home. What drives me are the people in my corner. What drives me are like the laughs that I get to have during the day along the way. For me, it's about the journey. It's never been about the destination.
That's so really you rare guys, too.
I think it's
a very rare thing from a creator, I'm sure. Because you're doing this not for the numbers, for the click. You're doing it for the love of sharing you and for like enjoying just like the community feel around it. And I think that's such a unique thing too.
Absolutely. And I think it is such a cool thing that we get to experience because of this platform that we've built. Mm-hmm. The people that come, so somebody asked me the other day, hey, are you that girl who you have like Instagram and you have like a TikTok page and I think you sing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, that's me. And he said, and you know, I'm like almost embarrassed when people say that to me out in public. And he's like, do you hate that? And I said, no, absolutely not. He said, you don't hate it when people stop you and ask you, you know, if you're that girl? I said, no, I don't hate it at all. I find it really, really endearing. Mm. I find it really lovely when people stop and say, oh my God, you're so funny and I've laughed so mm-hmm. much with you, or you've pulled me out of such a funk. Yeah. I find that so awesome mm-hmm. to find purpose that way. I'm almost embarrassed because it's like, if somebody's looking at me, I'm like, oh, is it because they recognize me? Or is it? And I yeah. don't want to make that assumption yeah, either. Yeah. It's just like, I'm just a person who mm-hmm. is doing something that I feel a lot of gratitude totally. Doing.
And so with that, guys, drop in the comments. I don't know. I'm just curious to see what people want.
Yeah.
From I guarantee a lot of people, because they probably missed just seeing your face, they just want Sheena back. But guys, we need like specific mm-hmm. ideas, like really dig deep. If there's a podcast that you guys love listening to or watching,
yep.
what is it that we can take sort of from bits and pieces or segments of stuff yep. to produce kind of a new fresh show for the next year or so? So
yep. new season.
Because what are we going to do with this podcast studio if we don't?
Yeah.
The heck are we building this for?
I know. We did an entire season of like building.
It's a gorgeous studio. Yes. What are we going to do with this?
Did you ever sell ad space?
No, but we did an eating show.
Oh, I know. I was part of it at the end of it.
You were a part of it. The chip challenge, you guys.
That was so much fun.
I know.
We can do more stuff like that. If you guys want to mm-hmm. see us play games, we can play games. We could also like rotate in. We could do like an episode of Asinine Advice, mm-hmm. an episode of like...
Asinine Advice would be great.
Random taste tests. Mm-hmm. We can do one serious. We could do... Yep. Like, we can mix it up.
I kind of like that. It is fun to have sort of... You go into like... Well, we went into the summer not really having an exact plan for every episode, which yeah. obviously is challenging. We want more of a structure yeah. this next season. But I do like the idea of just having a game for the entire episode or,
yeah.
you know, just some lightness to yeah. to the show. Totally. So that being said, we're gonna play a game.
Are we playing a game? Yes!
Well, I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions that I asked previously in one of the episodes. Basically, I asked...
Wait, before we start, can I show you my cup?
Yeah. Oh, I don't have mine. You got me one too.
Isn't Zara this cutest cup? Are you
mad? I have one too. I just forgot it.
We got one for Lauren too. Hers has a little bear on it. Mine has a panda on it.
A cute bear that's kicking.
I know.
A cute bear. It's such a cute bear and I love it.
Why did you give
me a hug? I'm looking at Zara over here like, Zara, I love it.
Anyway, we can carry on.
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get it?
I don't remember the name of the store, but I was in this small little town in New York, Goshen, New York, where there was this amazing two-story department store. And have you ever driven on the Pike?
And the Mass Pike.
Yes, the Mass Pike.
Okay.
And they have these signs for the Shun Yi dance.
Oh, it's fake.
It's not fake.
It's a conspiracy. It's not. No. It's a conspiracy. Sheena, I actually am not even trying to be dramatic.
No, I went to the store and they had all their artwork.
No, it's not real. Zara, it's fake. Zara. It is not. I forget what the conspiracy is, guys. Comment on. It's not. There's something going on.
There was the entire bottom floor.
It's a show, right?
Yes, it was like art from the show.
Nope.
They had fans.
I know.
They had clothes.
Yep.
Oh, they had artwork. Anyway, so the second floor,
yep.
they had like a little tea shop, and then they had all these little gifts and knickknacks.
Oh, so that's where that's from?
Yes, that's where we bought it from.
Well, they have great merch.
It's not merch from the show.
Oh.
It was like the second floor had gifts from like all international guests all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shen Wen. I'll get that right. Let's get into the game. So basically, please, I came up with a couple of questions, yes. which... your husband and I didn't get into all of them because he quite literally, he just derailed every single one. Huh. But
that's really weird he would do that.
Well, it's also two people both love derailing sitting together. That's the difference. You are so good. But when
you're with me, you don't derail.
You don't let people derail.
I don't.
It's really helpful. You keep people on track.
Because I'm the person that keeps this ship moving.
Yes, it's very true. Okay. I am like I don't.
At least crazy. We've discovered what my role is.
Your role, you're the fake. I'm not even getting into this right now.
No, but even in my family.
Oh.
Like these three like to just like go explore and wander.
You're the train. You
yes,
lead the train.
Yes, I have to.
Right?
Because otherwise... She's so sweet. She goes, I don't know where we would end up if she wasn't like that.
What kind of train? Polar Express?
For sure.
For sure.
Or the Hogwarts Express.
What's it called again? That's called the Hogwarts Express. Yeah. Platform 9 3/4.
Oh my God. Have you not seen it?
Platform 9. Yeah, but it's Harry called Potter? The Hogwarts Express. It's called
the Hogwarts Express.
I feel like there's a different word for it.
There's not.
The train.
Lauren always looks at you when she doesn't agree with you. She gives you this look like, I don't want to disagree with you, but you're wrong.
No, you're right.
My grandfather used to say, if he didn't agree with you, he would say, I don't know, maybe. It was like the biggest, I don't believe you, I don't agree with you, but I'm too classy and polite
to like say anything,
disagree with you. And I just thought it was the sweetest thing. And
so,
he was the
so
kind.
I'm like, grandpa?
Yeah, you're very polite when you're like, okay.
I know, maybe I should be more honest. But sometimes I don't even know. So I just, I'm like, it's okay. It's not really, I don't even know, really. All right. Just on to the next. Okay, on to the next.
Let's do your
game.
Let's
play the game. So I have a couple questions. Mm-hmm. Basically, we played a game I like to call, can you get mad? Like, are you allowed to be mad at this? And there's certain scenarios that I mention. And I asked him the same questions.
Okay.
So I'll give you a couple scenarios. First scenario. And
Trade
answered all of these.
Okay. Got it.
So, are you allowed to be mad if your partner posts a photo of the two of you where you look bad but they look great?
He has done this.
Okay.
He posts the weirdest pictures of me.
Does he?
Well, he doesn't. Okay, first of all, he doesn't post very much. But when he has posted, he'll post pictures of me like sleeping.
Okay, like, yes. Okay, not a feed post, but he'll.
No, not a feed post, because you know who's posting those feed posts? You or me.
Hello.
So no, in the past, if he has posted a picture of me, mm-hmm. he has said, can you choose 3 pictures that you want me to post of you?
Yeah.
But I think it would be completely within the scope of all things him mm-hmm. to post like the dumbest picture of me.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's because he's posting a good picture of him. Like he doesn't care to post like a super awesome mm-hmm. picture of himself. Right. And like, I don't care what you look like.
Yeah.
It's because he's sharing a mood mm-hmm. or like a funny thought. Mm-hmm. And I would never get mad about that.
What do you think he responded to that when I asked him?
Oh, I could post whatever I want because I just throw an emoji on it.
Because his emoji always looks nice.
Yes, his emoji always does look nice. And there have been pictures where I look like really nice and his eyes are closed. But I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter
throw because
we're
going
to throw an emoji on it.
Throw a poop emoji on it.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He would never get mad about that. And I also don't think that I would get super mad about it because I think that the sentiment is always and the like intention is always like at the heart of when I get irritated, I want to know what the intention was.
Yep.
And if the intention was clean mm-hmm. or like light, then there's no
reason. You can't be mad.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go
and
off.
And I've had like friends.
Well, I was going to ask you, what about when you're like with a big group of friends? What if there's a like, okay, what if there's 4 of you in a photo and 3 of the girls look amazing, but Sheena's eyes are like closed and squinting and look all silly?
I don't care.
You don't care at all?
The whole world has seen every side of my face and like...
They know what you look like.
They know what I look like if my eyes are kind of closed. Mm. Like...
I think that's a really...
It's
unconventional. Yes,
yes.
Because, well, I think a lot of people... Especially women, I talked about this, I think, last episode, that like a lot of women probably would not say, they might say the same thing that you said, but they won't actually deep down mean
be
it,
okay with
be
it.
Okay with it. And I know, like,
I have friends that, like, when
course.
I take a picture.
My mom, I said my mom last episode, my mom, my girl, like, if they don't look good in a photo, they're like, oh, look at my arms and that. Like, you know, we kind of, women are
we
more
scrutinize
critical.
Ourselves.
We totally
We're
do.
We're so critical of ourselves. I think that it's really important that, like, I have my kids watch this.
Yeah.
I want my kids to know that posting a picture where your eyes are kind of closed or posting a picture where your arm like is not in the most flattering position is not a reflection of what you look like or what you might feel in that moment. Mm. And I actually saw a post on Instagram or something yesterday. Mm. And it was like this woman posted a picture of her best friend. And she said, she texted her saying, take that down immediately. Mm. I look awful. Mm. My hair's a mess. I look like I haven't showered in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And her friend said no. And she called her and she said, take that picture down. I look terrible. And she goes, you don't know what you look like. And then she went on to explain to her.
I'd be like, take it down.
She went on to explain to her, over the last 9 months, you had a baby. Every time I saw you, you were sleep deprived. You were depressed. You were this, you were that, whatever. And I have pictures, various pictures of you looking joyful, holding your baby or looking blah, 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 doing this motion or spending time with this, you know, in this part of your life, laughing uncontrollably with me. those are the moments. Like, that's what I see. I don't see that your arm is a little, you know, unflattering. Mm-hmm. I see that your eyes are filled with joy. I see that you're belly laughing. I see. And she was like, okay, keep the picture up.
So in an ideal world, I like love that more than truthfully anything else.
Yeah.
If a friend tells me to take a photo down because they don't look good, I'm taking it down.
Oh, of course. ASAP,
right?
Of course. Of
like,
course.
I understand that, like, if they look in my eyes, I'm like, oh, no, you were radiating, you were glowing. But if they're like, I look like not comfortable with it. I think it
depends on who the friend is.
Like, yes. Because I would be pissed at that friend, low-key.
Totally, totally. But, you know? Okay, you and I are close enough. Like, mm-hmm. if I saw a picture of you or if I, you know, I put a picture of you up hugging Zara yesterday. Yeah. It may not have been the most flattering picture.
So cute.
But it was such a sweet moment. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not the picture where you look the most beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was such
but
a
your
nice...
eyes and your heart were open and it was filled with love for my daughter mm-hmm. that you hadn't seen in literally 7 days. Yeah. Like, it's not as if you went 7 years without seeing her. 7 days and you like melted at yeah. seeing Zara.
Yeah.
I wanted to capture that.
No, and I loved that too. And it was, I think you, like you just said, actually, it's very important that
You know who,
yeah. right? Because some people genuinely have those insecurities that, like, if there's a photo that highlights that insecurity yep. that you might not even know about.
Totally.
Of course, that, you know, take oh, that.
But absolutely. I, like,
it, that's the thing. It is
and I have
person
friends,
to person.
Totally. And I have friends that, like, when they see me taking pictures or when we have pictures.
They, like, hide?
No, they won't hide, but they'll say, let me see what pictures you have and I'm deleting the ones that I'm not okay with yeah. you posting.
Oh, no, that... Women, hi, and men, yeah. everyone does that. I know for a fact.
I don't do that.
As someone that takes a lot of the photos,
yeah, a lot of people
I
do that.
Welcome that. I upload every single photo to a shared album.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't look at every single one super detailed because they're not public. They're just for the group album. But yeah. I'm like, delete whichever ones you want. Yeah. I just want people to have the options. Yeah. But I definitely, I don't love when I see people that I know are posting photos that where they just look good and everyone else around them doesn't.
Yep.
They're not reflected in the way that they normally would be. Yeah. That kind of bothers me.
Yep, that's fair. Yeah. And that's, I think that that's really respectful of yeah. you and your friends.
Maybe just because I take photos a lot.
Totally.
That could be more of like an awareness thing.
And when I post pictures where there's bigger groups of people, I won't look at just what I look like.
Yeah,
I will make sure everybody's eyes are open. Mm-hmm. I will make sure that I don't know what your angles are. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your best side is. But if I think that it's a, like, overall where mm-hmm. everyone's at 80%.
Yeah.
It may not be the picture that you would have chosen mm-hmm. because everyone's their own worst
1,000%.
Critic. But I do try to be respectful of that.
I love that.
Yeah.
We kind of said very similar yeah. things to this question. Okay. Number two. This is actually really fun. Okay. What do you do if someone is flirting with you and like can your significant other get mad if someone flirts with the other person?
I have seen so many people flirt with him
mm-hmm.
and he has seen people flirt with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just not the people that get mad.
Mm-hmm.
It is not going to change anything in our relationship. Mm-hmm. If anything, it just makes us feel better about ourselves mm-hmm. because it makes us feel like,
oh,
yeah, like
still got it.
Not even that. It makes me feel like he still got it. Like I got him.
Oh, interesting.
Like I have the one that everybody wants.
Oh, like it's nice when you see someone like
being totally. Like, I'm like
going up to your yeah, that's kind of fun.
Absolutely. I'm like, oh, you. You think you have a chance with my husband.
Yeah.
He gets to go home with me.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that.
I just, and I, like, who doesn't like a little harmless flirt?
Yeah.
It's never going to lead to anything
yeah.
more than me going home and saying, still
yeah.
got it.
You know, I
and he
that.
Gets the benefit of that.
Totally. It's so funny because when we were talking about this, he basically said he doesn't even know if you know people are flirting with you.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Most of the time. Because I said there was an experience I had at Whole Foods a few weeks ago. I was in the, like buying green apples and some guy came up to me really kind. I really respected.
And I said, how do you like dumb apples?
You literally just did a better pickup line than both him and I combined.
What happened?
That's amazing. No. Trid tried to do a pickup. He was like, we were trying to come up with like better pickup lines.
Okay.
This guy genuinely was just so forthcoming. He just kind of like melted and was like, please just be easy on me. But are you single? I was like,
yeah, no, I'm not.
But I appreciated that so much.
Yeah.
I was like, so much respect for you, yeah. sir. But I told Cody right away.
It's hard to come up to somebody and be like, you are so beautiful. I would like to take you out on a date.
And like ask me, shoot yeah. a shot. I'm like, that yeah. doesn't people are so scared to do that today too, because of fear of rejection. Obviously, that's why. But it you know, it's funny because Trid was just like, oh, I don't think Sheena even knows if she's been on dates with guys that are, you know, they've been flirting with her. She might have had like a candlelight dinner, but she has like no idea that they're dating or that it was a date. I was dying.
I have no idea.
I know.
It was like, wait, is this?
Yeah. Oh, we're just friends. Yeah.
You know, I have a boyfriend at home.
It's literally so funny. But I agree with that. I
have no idea. He's come up to me afterwards. He was like, did you tell him that we were married? I'm like, no, why? And he's like, because he spent 45 minutes trying to get your number. And I was like, no. I was trying to set him up with a girl. And he's like, he was trying to set himself up with you.
Literally, exactly.
Yeah.
That's quite, it's.
Yeah, I'm kind of oblivious.
That's.
Like, I really don't have a good. I've been in a relationship for longer than I haven't.
I know. That is the craziest thing. That's, honestly, I love that respect. Okay. Yeah. A few more. Are you allowed to get mad if your partner is running late and says, I'm 5 minutes away, but they're actually still in the house?
Yes, that's infuriating. It happens.
What's so infuriating about it?
It's just like, just be truthful.
Yep.
Just tell me the truth.
Exactly what he said.
I have no issues entertaining myself if I know that I have 30 minutes. But if you tell me I'm going to be 5 minutes and then it becomes 10 and then it becomes 30 and then it becomes 45... Like, just be respectful of somebody else's time.
Yeah.
I get that people run late. I think 5 minutes doesn't count. If you're really going to be 5 minutes late, that's fine. I always build in a buffer. But anything more than that, just tell me. Tell me I'm running late. Tell me I'm going to be there in 15 minutes. Tell me, can you please get a cup of coffee on me?
It's about, like, the honesty.
It's the honesty.
Like, why are you lying?
And the respect for the other person's time.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
These are all like lining up quite
amazingly. We have been together.
As if you guys have been together for a couple days, like literally. Okay. So your partner likes an attractive ex's thirst trap photo.
Ugh. That's never happened to me.
Okay.
Like for anybody that has happened to, I said ugh because that's got to suck.
Yeah. I know you've never experienced.
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Okay, what if it's just like an influencer?
We just don't do thirst traps. Like that's not the kind of people we are.
No.
You do thirst traps.
Post the thirst traps of both you and your like separate, like on your own accounts.
Yeah, I don't, like, also I don't even go and see who's liked my pictures.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's fair.
I'm sorry, if that's horrible to say.
No.
And if it's like horribly insensitive.
I don't think it is. I think it's also... Okay, not like it's not sensitive, but I do think it's because your perspective as someone who's been married for so long and has so much security in your relationship versus people who, like, for example, in my relationship, not being at, you know, in this, you know, we're not married yet, like that, it's been a few years and we're obviously super committed, but I would not appreciate him liking other
women's pictures.
And, you know, that's something that he respects me enough to know this. And we've like had conversations about stuff like that in the past, especially like when you first start dating someone. Yeah. But I think with you, it's like you started dating when social media wasn't like a big thing.
Totally.
So like the dating world, especially when you're, there's a lot of mixed signals out there in dating.
Totally.
And it's really, just through some of my friends and, you know, my personal experiences, there's
tapping into somebody's insecurity there. Totally. And it's unnecessary.
And it's disrespectful. And I think that, like, it's 100%. A two-way street to respect each other. And it's unfortunately, but fortunately, everything's public. Yep. You can see who's liking every freaking photo.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
yep.
Don't do it. Respect.
Don't do it.
Okay. Don't do it, but like.
No, don't do it. Like, if you're going to do it, then have the decency to tell your girlfriend and, like, that you're not interested anymore.
Do it together with your significant other. I don't know.
I wouldn't even say, like, I would just, if you're liking somebody else's pictures.
Like if it's like a hot, like, workout fitness model.
I don't know. I also think it's what you feel in your relationship. Like, I know that there are people, like if my husband liked, like, I don't know, J-Lo's picture.
God, everyone's going to be now like, oh, what does he like? Guys, bring it to it. I'm just kidding. But I do. It's like, it's not that big of a deal.
I don't care. I don't think I've ever gone to see what he is like.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's really funny.
I have never gone in to see who DMs him or who he, like, whose pictures he likes.
Really?
Really. I have. And, like, Whoa. Our accounts are linked. So if he gets a message, it like pops up on like on my phone mm-hmm. sometimes. And I'm like, oh, he's texting blah, 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 or DMing blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't care.
Whoa. I don't think anyone can relate to that. This is amazing. Like, I love this take so much because yeah. it shows that every person in a relationship can get to this, like, part of, like, their relationship.
You can.
Like, the trust that you have with each other. Not like you have, not like people don't have trust in their relationships, but this is just like, it's you've never even thought about
it. No, it's trust and it's confidence yeah, it's, in the other it's person. It's
amazing to hear that, though.
Yeah. And look, it's not to say that we haven't gone through this. Mm-hmm. Like, when we first got married.
Insecurities, of course.
I'm sure I had those insecurities yeah, of like, course. Who are you emailing or did mm-hmm. emailing. You know, I wonder if.
Who are you sending the pigeons pigeon no, to?
But that's how Karen's it was. House.
Sorry.
That's what it was. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't yeah. have Instagram like to check in on.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Facebook?
No.
you didn't have you didn't have the Facebook? Really? You actually didn't?
I really did. When we first got married.
Okay, but you were married in like teens when you were like teenagers.
I'm really like showing. No, you're not. But I'm showing people all my.
You
cards.
Had MySpace.
I didn't have a MySpace. He started my MySpace.
You didn't have a.
He built my MySpace for me.
MySpace? Can we bring it back?
In 2007, he built my MySpace
for like your music stuff.
Yeah, to share yeah. one song.
That honestly, like, that's what it was about. Did yeah. you have like your top friends and like?
No.
No.
He did it. I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh my God.
Guys, I'm really not very tech savvy.
Yes, you are.
Like, pretend. The girl who spends her entire life online.
Are you kidding? The way you edit videos on a computer, like, with that mouse. She's
I'm
like
good
this.
At some things.
I can't keep up with the freaking mouse.
But yeah, know, anyway, impressive. All this to say, I remember like when we first got married, I was like, who are you emailing over there?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why are you sending such long emails? Yeah. Are they to girls? Are yeah. they to guys? Yeah. Like, what's happening here?
And he's but like, that's when work you, email, honey.
No, but we didn't even have yeah. like work emails to really? Send. Yeah, back then. Hmm. Like, I'm talking way back then. Hmm. But now?
It's like, huh?
Yeah, both of us, I think, are at the point in our relationship where we're very secure. And also, it's like, ain't nobody got time to start over.
Do you? Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's seriously, tiring. It's a lot. It is a lot of work yeah. to get to know somebody
yeah.
at this level. Imagine. I'm not looking to get divorced and start all over again.
That's an interesting take, though, because I think there would be maybe a lot of people.
Oh, for sure.
That but might say.
In my case, like, no.
No matter
I'm
what.
I'm friends love, enough with yeah. him that if, I love him. I really, really, truly love him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so. Zara's sitting right to my, right next to me.
But if I fall out of love with him, if there is a time where I fall out of love with him, like I
Zara,
think
Zara, she never will, don't you worry.
I don't think I will. I love
think
him.
Think, she will never.
But my point is, like, I do not want to start all over again.
It does sound so exhausting.
It's exhausting to like figure out how you want to split up your finances and your and your responsibilities, your domestic and otherwise. Like, no thank you.
This is a really unique take. I'm curious to see the comment. No, I am, because I think like everyone has very different views on that and like their own confidence within their own relationships, where they like the fact that you have so much love for the other person a friend as well.
Yeah,
I think that speaks volumes on like the type of relationship you guys have anyway. And that's why you would say that, because you love him no matter what. Yeah.
And I think that as you get older too, women especially, we learn more and more about ourselves and we don't necessarily rely. I don't rely on him the same way that I did when I was younger. Mm-hmm. When we were just starting out our relationship, I remember we relied on each other for everything.
Yeah.
It was like, I was with my boyfriend all the time and my whole world revolved around him. Enter like children, enter your friends, enter your group of whatever. Mm. Like, I rely on my kids to fill certain parts of my like
totally
personality, joy, XYZ. I rely on him for things. I rely on my girlfriends for things.
Yeah.
There are different, you can go to different people for different things.
Yeah.
And
what a blessing it is to have that as well too, which is so, it's such like a nice thing to have that and to be able to like take a break sometimes from certain people. Like, you have different people to go to for certain things. Totally. I love that.
Totally.
Your partner falls asleep in the middle of an argument. You both have done this, right?
I have not.
Are you sure you've never done this?
I don't think I've ever done this. That is infuriating.
Okay, let's talk about it. Has he done this?
Yes.
Okay. So it's you're
infuriating.
Okay, let's act it out.
No.
So I'm mad at you. I'm so angry. Boo. You're mean. But blah, blah, blah. Let's go talk about it.
No, the thing is, he.
Do you like that? Zara liked it.
Zara, would you be mad if you were like arguing with somebody and they fell asleep?
How does he do that?
How does he do that?
Like, you're just yelling at her.
No, I'm not yelling.
I'm trying to see. I'm trying to set the scene.
Trying to talk to him and he's like.
He's like, yes, sweetie. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sometimes arguments go on for a long time.
And I heard that they go on at like 3 a.m.
Yes, they do. A lot of times, not a lot of times, but sometimes we've had arguments that have gone into the wee hours of the morning. And it's like back and forth and back and forth. And it's not like anger. Mm-hmm. It's not fighting. Mm. It's just frustration. And you're just talking through things.
You're like also might be talking at, not at each other, but.
No, we're talking to each other. Yeah. And he will go into a spiral of like listening at some point. And then the listening just turns into quiet. And the quiet turns into sleep. And it's not fun. All of a sudden I look over and he's like.
I would be so upset.
I have been so upset. Like, I think the first time I like made a lot of noise as I was going to bed so that he got up.
You're like, wake up. We're not done.
Yeah, we're not done. And it just makes it perpetuates the cycle of just being mad. I'm like, I can't believe you fell asleep. He's like, I'm so tired.
Well, this conversation that we had that last episode turned into him discussing how you do communicate, which is now you guys have a really great tool that he created.
Yes.
An app that he talked half the episode
about. He's very proud of his app, and it's amazing.
So you guys communicate that in a way that works so great for each of you.
Well, we haven't had a fight yet.
Wow.
We haven't had a fight on the app.
So that means communicating that way works.
It's working. To be honest, he and I don't fight too often.
But it's like not bicker fight, loud fight, but is it like unspoken fight?
There was one instance where it was like, why did this happen? Mm. He used the app to say, why did this happen? Like, break down to me what you were feeling. And I did.
Oh, interesting.
And he was like, oh, that's interesting because this is what I was feeling. And so we like diffused it before we even got into bed that night.
That's really, before he fell asleep at 3 a.m.
he fell asleep.
So that to cause another fight for the next day. No, but I think that's something that taking away from like both of the topics of just like, or like, can you be mad about that type of thing? It's sort of.
I think you can be mad when somebody falls asleep mid-fight.
I think so too.
I think that's allowed.
But you know what's interesting is now this app or the way that you guys have discussed how you both communicate properly, you both now are like understanding the other person's perspective. And
100%.
It's like, not even, you're not even going to. Of course there's going to be fights, right?
Of course.
It's natural.
The thing is that I want to still like be very clear about is though we're using this app to like check in and make sure that we understand where each other is sitting on the chart, you still have to have conversations. Like this is not a replacement.
You're not a robot. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a replacement for
it's a tool.
Having conversations. It's just a tool that we're using. And that tool did allow us to evade like resentment building, which would then lead to a fight, which would then lead to him falling asleep in the middle of my fight.
Crazy. I would get a pillow.
Yeah, and smother.
And just, see you later. Nice knowing you, bucko.
Has Cody ever fallen asleep mid-fight?
We don't fight at that hour usually.
Okay. You'll
we
say
don't,
like,
we don't
we'll,
really.
We'll talk later. We'll talk tomorrow.
It's pretty quick. Our fights are, they're kind of.
That's
there's
good.
Not a lot to fight about now.
Yeah.
We don't have kids. You know, we're not married, you know.
Yeah.
But this was fun. I hope you had fun.
I loved it.
Right?
So those are the questions?
Yeah.
He answered all of them?
He answered all of them. We have a special guest. Dun, 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 dun. Guys, guess who?
You.
Guess where?
Here.
There.
Guess why?
Hi.
Guess how?
Now.
Yes. We didn't even plan that.
Yeah. You guys are so in sync.
We did just jump on a trampoline.
We did.
So we're very in sync.
Mama said we smelled like grass.
Yeah. I came in. I was like, oh, I
smell. Grass, not crap.
Grass.
Grass.
I know. That's fair. I do understand that.
When you go outside, you smell like grass. Like the grass just permeates.
Because nature is so good.
Yeah.
What grade are you going into?
Seventh.
Amazing. What are you most excited for 7th grade?
All my friends, okay, well, basically, there's two teams.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone's on your team, it's very likely that they'll be in your classes. And mm-hmm. if someone's on the opposite team, they're going to be in, like, they're definitely going to be in not none of your classes.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my closest friends are all on my team this year.
So amazing.
Is that the best? Yeah. And it's like every morning you get to start the day with those friends, right? Like in homeroom?
Yeah.
Or like, what do you call it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I forgot to tell you this. Mm-hmm. It just popped into my head when you said something earlier. When I went to Target to buy my back to school stuff yesterday, there was a lady who recognized me.
Oh!
And she was like, are you that Sheena lady?
That Sheena lady.
It was really funny, though.
Are you that Sheena lady's daughter?
Yes, I am. But it was my friend was with me, and they were just looking at me like,
huh?
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
You guys better be so respectful of this girl. I'm coming for you. I swear to God.
But on that note.
No.
She was so nice about it. She was like, aww. Oh, are you the Sheena lady's daughter?
The Sheena lady.
That Sheena lady. Aw. Yeah. But that's fun, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When that like happens, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you for joining. I just wanted you to, you know.
Come say hi.
Come say hi because people, oh.
Hello.
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 What are you doing on my podcast?
We heard you were super ill.
We heard you were ill.
Yeah, but.
They said you had pneumonia.
You quit.
You lost your lung.
I didn't quit.
It fell out.
I took the summer off.
But it's summer.
Okay. We're all done.
Thanks, guys.